for a whole new sporting experience. This is Sports Planet.
Genesis and in the Quran, the story of Joseph features very prominently. Despite being sold into slavery by his 10 older brothers, Joseph rose to become the second most powerful man in ancient Egypt next to Pharaoh. Although Segun Toriola wasn't sold into slavery by his brothers and his middle name is Moses rather than Joseph, his story is quite similar. The youngest of 9 brothers, Toriola has risen to the very pinnacle of his career and is one of the most famous Nigerians in the world today. In fact, it is safe to say that no other man has brought more honor and glory to the name of Toriola and by extension Nigeria. A winner of 22 medals for Nigeria at continental and global tournaments, with 20 of them being gold medals, Toriola is undoubtedly Nigeria's greatest ever athlete. And while he may have ended his participation at the men's singles event of the Rio 2016 Olympic Games earlier than he had expected, and with the prospect of retirement on the horizon, one hopes Segun Toriola's immense contribution to his fatherland will be recognized and honored in his lifetime by a nation he served with his heart and might. Welcome to Sports Planet, your premium news and magazine sports show. Today on the show, we'll be bringing you part 2 of our incredible interview with Africa's first and only 7-time Olympian and table tennis legend, Segun Toriola. My name is Tunde Koiki. We'll take a very short break and we'll be right back. On Monday, we brought you the first part of our interview with Segun Toriola. In part 2, he talks about the sacrifices he had to make on his road to becoming a legend.
This is Sports Planet.
One looks at your career and it's unbelievable what you've achieved. Multiple African champion, All Africa Games gold medalists are plenty. Last time I checked, you won 35 medals for Nigeria. 23 of them have been gold medals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's incredible what you've achieved. Does it sink in that probably when people say that you're probably Nigeria's greatest ever table tennis player, does it sink in?
Yeah, of course. It's normal for me to, you know, whenever everybody, you know, tries to praise me, whenever everybody want talking about my achievement, for me, I feel happy because people support me, because if all my fans, anybody, you know, my fans, they're talking about me, they're proud of me, and it makes me happy also it makes me also to work more harder, because I don't want to disappoint them, not to disappoint myself, I don't want to disappoint my fans, I don't want to disappoint Nigerians too. So for me, it's something very important. And if you're talking about all the achievement I achieved, you know, from the beginning, I don't really count it something special from the beginning, really. I don't count it from
the beginning. Because the time you were Africa's number one for 10 straight years, I was thinking 1998 to 2000.
No, it's more than that. It's from 1995.
95?
Yeah, to 2004, I think. Wow. Yeah, so I think almost 20 years. I think it's 20 years. So, and during that time, you know, I'll try to, you know, want to keep on to be champion, to want to as much as possible. And I done a lot of, you know, a lot of sacrifice, you know. But if you want to be a champion, you want to remain a champion, you want to always be on the top, you have to make a lot of sacrifice. Most of the athletes, they don't make a sacrifice. You can see some athletes, they are champion for some short time after, you never heard of their names. They can be champion for 1 or 2 years. After 2 years, when you ask of them, they already finished. Even they are not in top, even 100 in Nigeria anymore, their career is gone. It's because they don't want to sacrifice. Because I am sacrifice a lot. I work very hard and I sacrifice a lot. What I'm talking about sacrifice is in aspect of the way my life, I program my life, I live my life. No party, no this, no green, no alcohol, no, I never no smoking, no woman. Then my time for work is my point, mine for business is been there. I create my program myself very good. Time for business is business. Time for off season, okay, I want to have some little fun. It's just for a short time. because table tennis is very, let me tell you, it's very, 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 very difficult. It's not a kind of sport that you can only even joke for 1 week. If I don't train for 1 week, I feel it so hard on my body, even on my game. So it's what helped me that I make a sacrifice to program myself. A lot of my friends, they want to, even in Europe, they want to club, they want to practice. No, I need to practice, I need to do this. A lot of people, they don't understand. Okay, though, you are not, I don't think you are strong enough, that's right. But they don't know my
sacrifices.
Exactly, what my plan is. And it helped me, even my some of my colleagues.
I totally agree, it helped you because this will be, I talked about the fact that you're a legend.
Yeah.
You are now bona fide.
Yeah.
The first and only African who will attend 7 Thanks. Olympic Games.
Yeah.
That is incredible. That's probably a product of all those sacrifices you made.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
exactly.
I mean, you started from Barcelona 92.
Exactly.
This is what? Rio 2016.
Exactly.
Which one was the most memorable Olympics for you? Was it the first? London? Which one was the most
memorable one? The first also is Amon, because during that time I was the youngest in the team, and with my age in the team that time, I don't even expect to qualify the Olympics that time, because Atodamsa is there, Surale is there, Yomi Bankole is there, Fatadiemo is there, they hold me qualify, you know, together with the team with Atodamsa, Surale and Yomi Bankole and me, and I qualify in the doubles, and me, I peer with Yomi Bankole in the doubles and we qualify in Egypt. So for me, it's something that, wow, I can't believe it. You know, I'm gonna play, because that time to be in that team, to call in that team, is very difficult for me, because I'm just from junior player to senior player, it's so difficult. But I don't, from the beginning, I don't believe I'm gonna qualify. You see, I don't play well. And when I qualify, it's for me, Barcelona 92 is a special Olympic for me. Then after Barcelona 92, all the Olympics is so special to me.
But first
is special too.
More special.
Yeah, and also in Beijing Olympics is so special to me too. Very, very special. Because Beijing Olympics, I surprise everybody throughout the whole world. And the Beijing Olympics make me more famous more in the whole world.
Yeah.
Because I play very well. I won a lot of players.
They were higher ranked players than
yes,
you
yeah, yeah, of course. Because I remember at that time I was trying maybe 120 in the world, and I won against a player at the round 15 in the world, you know. My best opponent that I defeated is Jay from Belgium. He was world champion, was not world number two, ex-world number two champion. He came to Olympic with all, like, it's all Belgium, because he's kind of player that in Belgium, he's safe, one save is one Belgium.
He's like the king of Belgium.
Believe me, even up to now. He's retired this year to play, but even he retired, but he's still the king. They respected him because he's the world champion, because the Belgium is a very small country, and if he was the first athlete, he made the Belgium proud in the history of Belgium. So for me to win against him in Beijing Olympics is a huge achievement.
That was part two of our interview with Africa's first and only 7-time Olympian, Segun Toriola.
Sports Planet will be right back. Stay tuned.
This is Masai Ujiri of the Toronto Raptors. Make sure you all keep listening to Sports Planet.
And here is where we bring down the curtains in today's edition of Sports Planet. Sports Planet is a production of Complete Sports Studios, and it reaches you on this station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Don't forget to send me all your questions and comments to my Twitter handle, or just follow me at Babatunde Koiki. And you can also access the latest sports news on www.completesportsnigeria.com, and you can click on the Sports Planet button to listen to this episode and previous episodes of the show from our archives. Before we go, let's say here that while many people still think that boxing is a barbaric sport, by God, it's actually gotten better. Back in the 19th century, the sport was a vicious endurance match where there was no limit on the rounds. When Andy Bowen and Jack Burke took to the ring at New York's Olympic Club in 1893, both men staggered on through 110 rounds of brutal pugilism. By the end of the fight, Burke had broken all the bones in both of his hands and his wrists. In the end, the referee declared the fight a draw, telling the crowd that the men could split the purse, having earned their money. But even at that, the crowd was furious, saying that they wanted a winner. On behalf of the production crew here in our studios, my name is Tide Koiki, wishing you all a fantastic evening and guaranteeing you the planet is listening.